You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
A new alumni survey from the IKUSASA Student Financial Aid Program is showing signs of progress, but also some persistent red flags. Take a listen to these percentages. 67% of funded graduates are employed or in earned internships, and nearly one in five pursuing further studies, but 13% remain unemployed. Many say they are battling in a saturated job market. There's also the whole issue of a lack of experience, plus limited access to real opportunities, in spite of the fact that they do hold qualifications. Now, the program was set up to fund, support, and future-proof young South Africans from disadvantaged backgrounds. So what's working and what is falling short? I'm joined by the Chief Executive Officer, Werner Abrahams. A very warm welcome to you, and thanks for talking to us. That 13% unemployment rate, is that within the kind of acceptable margins of your model?
Yes, it is. Specifically, actually, if you look at the reasons for that 13% unemployment rate, the majority of the reasons are also students who wish to pursue their postgraduate studies for a formal qualification, that being either actuarial qualification or a chartered accountant qualification, and actually obtaining that funding for that postgraduate degree. That seems to be the big problem. So at ISFAP, we are also trying to expand the scope of our model to actually address those concerns by providing funding for more postgraduate students as well.
This next question is not just directed at your program, but I think it's more broad. Many graduates are still struggling with basic access to jobs. So I guess the question is the market simply too saturated, or are students not being properly job matched?
I think it is the former, with the market being saturated. So if you just have a general, for instance, BCom degree, you are going to find it difficult to find formal employment. I think the market is so saturated at the moment where it does require a kind of a formal accredited qualification to enhance your chances of employment.
So how do you move beyond the example of the BCom then? What do students need to do in that respect?
Generally, I think also other factor is the geographical location as to where the jobs are. So for instance, if you do have a kind of a general qualification, you would maybe find it difficult to find the job in the Western Cape, whereas in Gauteng, where there's probably more administrative jobs available at head office companies for students to kind of then go into those provinces to find employment. Because what we're also finding with our alumni survey is that actually the 59% of our students actually found employment within Gauteng, with another 11% in Limpopo and only 7% in the Western Cape. So that geographical location also seems to be a kind of a stumbling block.
And Werner, that's both an opportunity and a problem, I would imagine. So 59% of jobs concentrated in Gauteng, I mean, that does make sense economically. But I guess that students need to then be prepared to move. The problem is not many people are necessarily wanting to do that.
Correct, yes. Specifically with regards to obviously the difference in service delivery within provinces itself. So obviously if you could find a remote kind of position for maybe a head office company in Gauteng and working from the Western Cape, that is an option, but those type of positions are few and far between. So it is a stumbling block for students at the moment, I agree.
Your survey also talks about the domination of contract work. I absolutely understand that, but there is a risk in graduates being locked out of stable and more permanent roles. But I guess in many respects, that's also the way of the modern economy, isn't it?
Correct, yes. I think employers also prefer, obviously, the contract model at first to see, obviously, how the new graduates progress through that first or second year after graduating. And from there, obviously, more permanent positions could emanate. But it's also then for the graduates in that specific contract time, obviously, to kind of prove themselves and utilize their skills, not only from the university itself, but also from our program where we do provide holistic support to those type of students.
Often, though, if you're working on a contract, the organization will use you for the duration of the contract and then get rid of you because it's expedient, it's easy to do, and they'll simply find someone else to fill the contract, and you'll find yourself out on the street again. That really is a problem, but I guess, again, it's the risk of the economic environment within which we operate.
Yes, fully agree that it is a problem, but it also provides actually the student with an opportunity to gain that work experience, which is then maybe required for another position somewhere else. So I think for students also is for them to utilize first or second year of the contract to also then get that 2-3 year experience to put on their CVs and find employment from there.
And Werner, just a final question. Your survey also points to 66% of graduates say their job fully aligns with their qualification. In other words, there's a vast percentage that are perhaps studying the wrong thing or are being placed badly. That's not good enough. How do you get that equation more equitable?
Yes, I think where the 66% is another, I think 15% that is highly related to the actual job that they studied for. But I think with graduates also, once an employment offer is made for students never having received a salary before, the salary plus the job experience, I think students kind of are not choosing in terms of what it is they do, but just gaining that experience and gaining that salary to get into the kind of employment. But yes, I think what can be done better in that sense is just also from our model is to work more closely, obviously, with the corporates. We are looking at actually developing a formal portal as well, where these kind of employers could then come onto our portal and see what type of students are available for employment, etc. So I think it is an evolving thing where between ourselves plus our employers, we could work more closely together for more fully related jobs for graduates.
Well, you've certainly shone a light on the changing face of work. Thank you very much indeed. That's Werner Abrams, Chief Executive Officer of the IKUSASA Student Financial Aid Program. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.